CarPlay on the new Harley-Davidson Touring models? There's a lot of different ways to do it, and today we're going to talk about some of it. Hi, I'm Mike with Riding in the Ozarks, where we talk about riding, rallies, wrenching, gear reviews, and Harley-Davidson news. And today we're going to talk about CarPlay. Somebody recently asked me to do a video on how I do CarPlay. There's MediaHawk, there's other devices, and lately I've been testing a device from Tim's CarPlay. So I'm going to show you a couple of basic things. Do you need to know what kind of devices I've been using, my experiences with them? But I have a brand new motorcycle that I haven't set CarPlay up on, and we're going to use that as our demo bike. So 2026 CVO Street Glide ST. So there she is. I got this bike less than a week ago, and I'm getting ready to take it on a 1,000-mile trip. So I definitely want to have navigation and CarPlay. Now, I have a Cardo, but I don't always use my Cardo. And I think the whole point of this conversation with people wanting to know how to do it is how can they do it without having to have a headset. So first thing I want to show you is that if you just set this up with Bluetooth, you can have media, but you will not have navigation. So we'll turn the bike on. And I would recommend anytime you're doing this kind of stuff, you do it in the accessory mode so you're not running all the lights. Puts less strain on the battery while you're pairing it up or setting up CarPlay or things like that. To start it in accessory mode, you just hold down the little trip button and it will fire the bike up. Now once it's fired up, you go into the menu system, go over here to the cogwheel, go to Device Manager, and this is where you're going to add devices. And I've already paired my phone. If you have not paired a device yet, you just go to Add New Device right there. It'll search for it. It'll see your phone. You select it. Press Enter on the keypad here, which is the center button, and you select it. Now, you'll see here a Tim Stereo CarPlay device listed. That is under the seat. That is one of the devices we're going to talk about, but we're not there yet. We're going to go back and look at the very first device I use for CarPlay for over a year. Before we do that, I'm going to go ahead and enable Bluetooth on my phone because I've already paired it so you can see what functionality you get when you are just connected with Bluetooth and not with CarPlay enabled. So we'll go down to my phone, select connect. We go to music. We have a Bluetooth icon. When we go to Bluetooth, I can play music from my phone. Now, I have the volume all the way down so I don't get a music strike, but there it works. I can skip songs, pause it, all those things. So you can have music just through Bluetooth. Where you really get into other functionality with CarPlay is navigation or other apps that are not native to the phone. Now, this is the setup I used for over a year. What we have here is similar to what people commonly call the MediaHawk solution. It's basically, that's a little USB device that works as a microphone so that the system will work. You can use a Cardo or a Senna unit. The idea is you have to have a microphone. What most people are looking for is how to do this without a Cardo and Senna and how to make the system think you have a microphone so it'll enable CarPlay. So these little USB solutions are one of them. Now, what I have here also is a data blocker. And the reason I have a data blocker is because when I first started using CarPlay on my 2024 Street Glide, I had problems with intermittent dropouts or things like that. I talked to Harley-Davidson about it, and they recommended not having it connected wired and running CarPlay wirelessly at the same time. They'd seen problems with that. I'd seen and heard that online as well. So I wanted to be able to connect my phone up to charge it, but I wanted wireless CarPlay. So this red device here is called a data blocker. There'll be links for these things in the description down below if anybody wants to know where to order them from or get them. Most of it's on Amazon, except for one of the devices we're going to talk about. And the data blocker basically will allow this cord to charge your phone, but the computer will not, the computer, in this case, Skyline OS, will not see your phone as a device that's being connected to it. It blocks any kind of data connection. It does charge only when you use this. And it has a couple of ports off of it. So the data blocker powers this HVM LAK device I bought on Amazon. And it has a little light on it so you can tell when it's got power. This did have a microphone cord on it. I just snipped it off. It still works fine like that. So now the system thinks it has a microphone attached and it'll charge my phone, and my phone works off wireless CarPlay. I used this for a year. It worked good. The problem is it's a little clunky. You got extra components here. I had one of these get bound up in there and break one of the fittings. I had to replace it. Not a huge deal, but no longer my favorite solution. Now, I've been testing for about a month Tim's CarPlay. You might have noticed it in the menu there. Now, Tim's CarPlay device plugs in under the seat to a connector above the ECU and BCM units and stuff that are on top of the battery right there. So all you got to do is pull the seat off and plug that in, and then you have a device in here that you can connect to. Now, I'm going to show you what that looks like. We're going to go ahead and pair that up. The pairing procedure would be the same whether you're using a Tim's CarPlay device, this HVLMAK device, or a MediaHawk, or any of those devices. You'll see that as well. So we'll go to the menu button, go back over here to Device Manager, go to Device Manager. We're going to add a device. This time we're going to add the Tim's CarPlay. Going to come up, it's going to pair, and now that is paired with the audio system on the bike, the Skyline OS. Now with my phone connected, I can go down here to my phone, hit connect. My phone is connected. Now I can go down to my phone and I can start Apple CarPlay. Sometimes that'll auto start. But because of what I've been doing and jumping around the menu and I had it disconnected, it's not going to auto start. When I first turn the bike on, it will auto start CarPlay. I don't have to touch the phone, do anything. I put it in the dash and take off, and then CarPlay comes up a few seconds after I got started, or if I'm sitting there letting the bike light idle, I might set up my navigation or things and it'll all connect. You know, it takes, we'll see, but it takes just a few seconds for it to come up. We'll actually test that with the Tim's CarPlay device. So now we have Apple Maps. I can use this menu system, jump around in here. I use a car weather app, so I can actually pull up the weather while I'm riding and seeing, you know, where the rain is and stuff. That's a nice thing about CarPlay. Now I'm going to turn this system off and turn it back on, and we're going to time how long it takes for it to come up from the start, just like it is. I know the silence is killing you guys. Connect Apple CarPlay headset. Tim's CarPlay just connected there. You know, that was, I think, around 20 to 25 seconds. And if my phone doesn't auto start CarPlay, I go in here and say start CarPlay. And there it is. Most of the time, it auto starts. Now, I really like the Tim's CarPlay device because I no longer have extra cables and stuff in here. I could just use this cable to charge my phone wired, but I have another solution that I like for doing that even better. My phone's 2+ years old, been plugged in and out of a cord multiple times a day sometimes, and that connection on the bottom of the phone is getting bad, and sometimes it doesn't charge good through it. I have to push the cable a certain way, things like that. If you've had one that you've connected up with the cable a lot, you've probably experienced that, unless you're fortunate enough to just get a new phone every year. So let me show you my other kind of favorite device now and how we can work that in with CarPlay. So this is a wireless charging mat, a very thin one, and it has a USB-C connection on it. So I plug it into the cable and lay this mat in there, and now I simply just slide the tray open, drop my phone on the mat, and as you can see, it's magnetic. So it holds the phone in place there. My phone's not sliding around in there or anything else. This stays put in that tray very well. I kind of roll the cord up like I want it to kind of keep it all out of the way. And this has a light on it as well when it's charging, so you can tell you have a good connection. And now my phone stays charged, but I have wireless CarPlay, and I do away with some of the data blocker and some of the bigger devices here. And I really like this, so this is going to stay. One other thing I've come up with, I've actually been asked, is to beta test this device. This is not on the market yet. I'll let you guys know when it is, but this is simply a little USB inline adapter that does CarPlay. It has a little bitty light on it, so you'll know when it's got power and it's functioning, and you pair it up the same way. So what I've actually been testing is putting it in line between this mat and the connector there, and that's worked really well also. Now, I'll be honest with you guys. The Tim's CarPlay device, I really like it. It's a great solution. There's only one thing I have found, at least for me, that seems to be possibly a con. If you turn the bike on and you let Tim's CarPlay all connect up, what can happen is after it's up and you start the motor, Tim's CarPlay disconnects and comes back on. I believe that Harley-Davidson is probably cutting power to that plug during the startup section of the process so that the battery doesn't have anything else pulling against it. And so they kill the power to that plug for a second, which causes the Tim CarPlay device to lose power and reboot and come back up and then reconnect. It's not a big deal. It reconnects you every time. But full disclosure, that might be the only negative I can find to the Tim CarPlay device. I like the fact that it sits down underneath the seat, out of the way, doesn't, I can hook whatever I want up for cables or anything else, and that doesn't change my CarPlay device. So I'm going to show you what happens here. We're going to go ahead and start the bike. CarPlay is running. And it'll stay connected for a second. And there it goes. It lost power and came back up. And it's reconnecting. And it'll come back on in just a second. So, not a big deal. I'm not going to leave a link to this in the description yet. If you find this video later and there's a link to it, then that means it's come out in production after I've recorded this. But I am beta testing this for a manufacturer right now, so I don't want to say too much about it. I've only had it for, a week, and I've run it probably 400 or 500 miles, something like that. I put 250 miles on it in the last 36 hours, and I put another 100 miles on it before then. So yeah, about 350 to 400. This week. So position my mat in here where I want it. Plug the device into the Harley-Davidson harness. Kind of roll my cords up where I think they need to be out of the way, not interfere. When the tray slides in and out, that pulls on this cable some, and that can move stuff around. That's where I had problems with the data blocker. Sometimes my tray didn't want to slide in and out. It would get hung up. So I really like the fact that this solution kind of stops that. I don't have that happening. So we'll go ahead and throw my phone in there on the charger. Just so you can see in the display that it'll be wirelessly charging. So I have the cables in there between the back of the tray and the CarPlay device. And kind of slide the CarPlay device up, and that keeps everything in place. Tray slides in and out really well. Doesn't get bound up. Now, we're going to turn this on. I'm going to remove the Tim CarPlay device from Device Manager, and we're going to pair up the other one, and we'll show you how it works. So we'll go into Device Manager. I'm going to go to the Tim's CarPlay device and delete it. Select Tim's CarPlay, scroll down, select Delete Device. So that device has been removed. Now, I'm going to pair the new device. So I've got my little device in here. My phone is on wireless charging. We'll press Device Manager. And we will add a new device. And there is my device. So it is connected. Go wants to know if I want to do CarPlay on my phone. I say yes. And we are back to having CarPlay on my phone. And I have my wireless charging mat. And like I said, this is the wireless charging mat is my new favorite way. I don't care if you're, you know, using probably right now I would buy Tim's CarPlay device and use the wireless charging mat. This device, I can't recommend it yet. It's beta. It's not production. I don't know how it's going to do. If it turns out to work like it has for the last week, then that might be my suggestion. I don't know the pricing on it or anything else about it, but I really like using the mat. It holds my phone in place. It's not sliding around the tray like it used to do when I had it connected with the cable. And I like the fact that the CarPlay device is out of the way. I'm not using this anymore. Replace it with either the Tim's CarPlay device or a small little inline USB-C dongle. Either one, I think, is a great way to do CarPlay. If you guys know of a different device besides the MediaHawk or this HVLMAK that I'm using or the Tim's CarPlay device that you think people should use, leave me a comment down below. Let me know what you're using, what device you're using, and how it's been working for you. I'm sure there's other solutions out there that I have not seen or worked with. These are just the ones that I have used and what my experience has been with them. If you like this video, make sure you give it a big thumbs up. It really helps the channel grow. And as always, make sure you subscribe, ring that bell to be notified the next time I drop a new video if you dig the content I'm putting out here on the channel. All right, y'all stay safe, keep on riding. We'll see you in the next one.